Yeah. Eddie, Phil LeGreco being portrayed over the last 24 hours as a bit of a joker, and it's been trending who's Phil LeGreco, but things took a bit of a different turn at the press here. There's a bit of needle there.
Yeah, it was quite, you know, all very nicey-nicey, and then all of a sudden it started to get a bit personal. I mean, LeGreco said things he shouldn't have, but it's boxing, and if he wants to get under Amir Khan's skin, but when you say things like that, it changes the game completely, and Amir reacted in a way that, listen, he probably shouldn't have either, but he bit. So if LeGreco had that game plan, it works, and just becomes a little bit more spite going into this one on April 21st.
Do you think Amir was a bit riled by that even when he was talking after? He seemed a bit sort of wobbly, didn't he, with his voice?
Yeah, I think whenever you're almost ready to have a fight with someone, your adrenaline's buzzing. But yeah, listen, no one likes those things to be said, but he said it, and you know, like I said, the fight becomes a lot more important now, personally and on a professional level.
Let's presume that Amir does a number on April the 21st in Liverpool. Kell Brook comes through unscathed against Rybchenko. You've then got to sit down with both of them and say to them next, what happens next? If they're both impressed, what would you like to see as the next step for both fighters?
Well, I think it's a case of probably that fight happening in November, December, if it happens. But first things first, Brook's got a very tough fight against Rybchenko on March 3rd, and Amir's got a big fight on April 21st. So let's see what happens in there. They both want to be in the biggest fights possible. I feel that's the biggest fight for both of them. But first things first, let's get these wins ticked off.
Let's tick him off. What have you said to Amir about the three-fight deal? What do you want to happen?
I want him to have one fight on April 21st, one fight in August, and then the big monster one in November, December. So that could come at the end of the summer as well. But you know, he's been out for 2 years, coming off a heavy defeat, so this is a good chance for him to blow away the cobwebs. And, you know, like I said now, that bit between his teeth really going into this fight.
We've spoken about AJ, of course, up against Joseph Parker. Around the time we last met, it was announced that Tyson Fury's got his boxing license back. So having him back in the heavyweight mix is exciting for everyone.
Yeah, it is. I expect him to announce a date this week, just because he has to, with a ring magazine. Yeah.
Do you expect 14th of April?
No, I think that might be a little bit too early. But they may announce that, but they need to give a date to the ring magazine. So I'm not sure whether the date they'll announce, it will be a date, but it might serve a purpose. So listen, we hope to see him back in the ring as soon as possible.
And finally, turning our attention to this bill, real exciting undercard as well.
Really good. I mean, Masher against Tommy Coyle is, like he said, a real Gatti Ward style fight. You know, some great fighters on the undercard. Going to add another big title fight as well. Natasha Jonas, Anthony Fowler, Conor Benn, you know, some of the top talent in the country.
Finally, I'm going to put you on the spot here. In terms of percentages, what is the chance of you being able to make Brook Khan 2018, beginning of 2019? You know, we just bang on about it, don't we?
At the moment, 60-40. If they both win, 70-30, and then hopefully we'll get there in the end.
Thanks, sir. You'd be delighted to know. I've just had a word with Amir, and he says as long as he's on the air side, it's fine.
Okay, thanks.